This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Spoach of the year, did it again. Okay, I like that, a spoach. He's a spoach. He's a coach and he's spo, so he's a spoach. I like it. I like it. You know what the funny narrative is? I know that UD talked to the team before. Okay, I get that. You know, but Jimmy Butler called Tyler. By the way, do you think there weren't conversations before game one too? It's just that they lost, so, you know, it doesn't go with the whole story.
What was funny, too, with Tyler Herro, when he kind of tried to correct the guy, because the guy was like, I heard Jimmy text you before the game, and he's like, well, before the series started, he texted me. He wouldn't, I believe there was a mix-up there, because it made it seem like, so Tyler was trying to correct it, I believe.
Okay.
But
I mean, come on, these kind of conversations go on in every game. Every game. It's just you only hear about it in the good moments. Just to kind of add a little more color to the whole process, but it's so, you know, cheap. Yeah, it just, and for people to fall for it, it's just kind of silly, you know. But man, what a performance last night! They were awesome. They were clutch. They had cojones. They hit shot after shot. Everybody. Tyler was awesome. Bam was terrific. Everybody was phenomenal. Caleb was awesome. Jaquez, Jovich, everybody was hitting big shots yesterday. They played great defense. Spo got away from the double teams. He played more one-on-ones. And, you know, the two main guys still hurt him. They still did their damage, but the rest of the guys did not for the Celtics. Shit, the bench of theirs had 12 points. Miami had 20. You know? So, killer stuff, man.